This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9 live atop City Village in Bourke Street, broadcasting our support for ending discrimination and violence against our diverse communities here and across the world. The International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia falls on May 17th every year and presents an opportunity for everyone to come together to show support for ending discrimination and violence against the LGBTI communities.
This broadcast is proudly supported by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Fund. Hello, Anastasia.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. I've never done an OB before.
Oh, amazing. Neither.
Neither?
We're both OB virgins.
Yeah, I think we're going to do great.
Yeah. We'll just be gentle with each other, yeah?
Now, shall we introduce ourselves? What do we usually do here at Joy?
Okay, so...
we'll go with you.
Because this is the first time I've seen daylight
exactly.
At Joy.
Exactly.
So, listeners might know me. My name is Christian Vega. I present The Vixen Hour, which is broadcast from Joy 94.9 every Monday night at 11 p.m. It's a show... It's the only show in the world that is publicly broadcast and available online that's 100% produced and presented by sex workers. And it's all about challenging stigma, discrimination, misconceptions that the broader community might have about our small part of the community. So, yeah.
I also believe it's also the most podcasted and downloaded program at Joy currently.
Yeah, that's right, which is amazing, the amount of support that... Joy 94.9 can give our small pocket of the community has really been amazing. So, yes.
Fantastic.
And what about you, Anastasia?
Well, look, I've been around the traps at Joy, as you know. I'm on every show. But currently I'm doing a breakfast show on Thursday mornings with Dolly Diamond.
It is hysterical.
It is pretty funny. And it's called the Dolly Diamond Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
And then brackets Anastasia Kilogiannis. And that pretty much sums up the show. But I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Waking up with divas
in the cold.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised she does it. We do. It's a great...
Yeah. No, I have a giggle every Thursday morning.
Good.
It's fantastic.
Hey, now, we've got heaps of guests today to cover, don't we?
Oh, my God, we do.
Oh, my God. I love the fact that you're saying, oh, my God.
You know why? It's because we both come from the western suburbs.
Exactly. All right. Who's our first guest? Our first guest, we're going to be speaking to Michael Barnett from the Aleph community.
Yes.
Who else are we going to be speaking to, Christian?
So throughout the morning, we'll be speaking to Liam Leonard from Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, Nick Christopoulos from Greek and Gay, Anna Brown, who's the convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby.
Fantastic.
As well as Gus Johnson, who have got Matt Dixon... Electra Wellens.
Also a friend of by the name of Anastasia will be joining us.
Oh, absolutely. She? From the Vixen Collective.
Fantastic.
So, yes, really packed morning show on here, International Day to End Violence Against Homophobia. So, to our first guest. No. Oh, we're calling Tom.
This is a Joy 94.9 live atop City Village supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Fund.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Joy 94.9 live atop City Village in Bourke Street, broadcasting our support for ending discrimination and violence against the diverse communities here and across the world. The International Day to End Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia falls on May 17 every year and presents an opportunity for everyone to come together and show support for ending discrimination and violence against the LGBTI communities.
This broadcast is proudly supported by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Fund. Now, it certainly is a day to celebrate against homophobia. Hmm. And we've got our first guest that's joined us here live at Joy, Mr. Michael Barnett from, am I going to say this correctly, Aleph?
Indeed, Anastasia, it's Aleph.
Aleph
Melbourne.
I should know that, it's a Greek word. Now, Michael, tell us a little bit about this organisation, this community.
Anastasia, and hi, Christian, and all wonderful listeners. Aleph Melbourne has been in the queer space now since 1995. It started in January. It's a small volunteer-run organisation providing a social and support network for Jewish people who are GLBTIQ questioning, and also we include people who are supporters of queer people. So if you're
fantastic,
anyone who's Jewish and wants to be there, you're welcome to be involved.
Excellent. And Michael, you've been highly active personally, challenging homophobia in a lot of different ways. You coordinate a number of Facebook groups.
Look, I feel very passionate about ending intolerance of GLBTIQ people, and I think it's important to challenge the prejudice and take it head on.
Amazing. And you are the coordinator of Aleph Melbourne?
I don't do it by myself. There's one of two or three other people who assist, and so it's not something that I can do by myself.
Yeah. Great. It shows that there is, active members of your part of the community who are working on these issues.
Yes, that's right.
And speaking of these issues, there have been a number of GLBTI Jewish community issues happening recently, and some rather positive. So Bialik College, King David and Sholem, I'm not going to pronounce that properly.
Sholem Aleichem.
College have joined the Safe School Coalition here in Victoria.
Oh, look, that's one of the brightest things that I've seen on the horizon recently, is that three prominent Jewish day schools have joined up with Safe Schools Coalition Victoria to help provide a safer space for the students at these schools, and it's they've set a standard, a very high standard in the Jewish community, and I'm very proud of those schools. I went to Bialik College. I was there in 1981 in year seven, and at that stage I knew that I wasn't out, and I certainly wouldn't have called myself gay, but I could have done with support to do with my sexuality, and there was none of that at the school, and it was very confronting for me.
What was it like then for you?
Oh, look, I was bullied totally, and it was a horrible experience for me, and I hated it. I was bullied at every school I went to because I was different, and intolerance of sexuality was just... It was rife at many schools back then. I'm sure it's not different these days, but it's increasingly... There's increasing support, and, it was horrible.
Yeah, wow. So it's quite an extraordinary leap then for a college like that to join the Safe Schools Coalition.
Well, actually, I don't know that it's a huge leap. I think for these schools it was obvious. There are parents at some of the schools who in same-sex relationships, and they want their kids to be brought up in a safe place because they know what it's like. And I think these schools are just realising that you can't go around tolerating intolerance. You have to say that it's not acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a really good acknowledgement that GLBTIQ youth in every community, regardless of where they are in the world or, what they believe in and what holds them together. I'm just wondering if you could talk a bit about, I guess, the amount of work that went into these colleges joining the Safe Schools Coalition.
Oh, look, I couldn't say what went on behind the scenes. I think, parents and the schools realise that now is the time to do this. The visibility of organisations like Safe School Coalition Victoria and initiatives like No to Homophobia and in the media, it becomes obvious. They see that, and they realise that they want the best for their kids in all outcomes, academically, socially. And to get that, you have to provide the safest possible environment. So I think these schools are visionary. There are numerous other schools within the Jewish community who haven't actually made that step towards a complete safe place for their students. I know some of them have anti-bullying policies, but as we heard Ros Ward from Safe Schools Coalition say at the Equal Love Rally last Saturday, that it's not enough just to have anti-bullying policies, that you actually need to provide an inclusive environment for, you know, queer, same-sex attracted students, etc.
Absolutely. And these three colleges joining up is certainly a small step towards that.
Well, yes. I mean, I'd say it's a big step, but it's a good step, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's also other sort of positive news in the GLBTI Jewish community. So Progressive Jewish Rabbinic calls for marriage equality and tables discussion on whether it will perform same-sex Jewish marriages when it is legal to do so in Australia.
Well, yes. Look, the Union for Progressive Judaism has been a shining light in the Jewish community in Australia. In March 2012, they put out a statement calling for marriage equality, and they said that it's important to recognise all marriages, whether, you know, in Australia and mm-hmm. from overseas, and that there is no room for discrimination.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I mean, not only from the Jewish community to support gay marriage, but for also, I guess, the LGBTI community seeing the Jewish community as potentially supportive, and that we do have allies in other communities.
Mm. Look, it's not the entire Jewish community that's wanting that, but it's a large enough section, and that they can actually take that stance is wonderful.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. But it's not all good news in the Jewish community, as you say. Israel has experienced hostile responses to pride marches in Jerusalem in the past, and there have been claims of discrimination in the city council against LGBTI organisations. Did you want to talk about that for a bit?
Yeah, Christian, look, in Israel, it's obviously an important part of the Jewish world. There was an issue back in 2005 at the fourth annual Pride March that had originally been prohibited by a municipal ban, and it was then cancelled by the court. There were leaders from major religious communities that had taken a rare consensus asking for the municipal government to cancel the permit of the paraders. And during the parade, in fact, an ultra-Orthodox Jewish man attacked three people with a kitchen knife, and that was a pretty brutal incident. And the subsequent year, the parade was actually postponed due to some war in the September timeframe, which postponed it to November. And there were violent counter demonstrations at the time in November. It was quite significant, but. Look, Israel is an amazing place. Tel Aviv has a huge pride presence each year. Jerusalem seems to be on track. Mm-hmm. In regard to Jerusalem and the Jerusalem Open House, which is an amazing organisation providing a safe place for queer people in Jerusalem, that they had been facing discrimination by the council for not getting funding, and they actually took the council to court, and that was upheld over a number of years, and they received a financial amount of money, huge amount of money for the discrimination that they'd faced in not being able to get funding for their activities.
Yeah.
And so that was an amazing outcome for them, and that was quite remarkable.
Yeah, which goes to show why we still need to have International Day to End Homophobia, because these examples of discrimination still happen throughout the world. But here in Australia, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria aligns with the No to Homophobia, but does not distance itself from intolerance of homosexuality by its Orthodox member organisations. Did you want to talk about that?
Look, I'm happy to, Christian. Just recently, only a couple of months ago, at the end of March, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria did actually put its name to No to Homophobia, and that is in itself quite amazing, calling for an end to homophobic language, homophobic actions in the Jewish and wider communities.
Great.
However, I don't think that's enough just to say we don't want homophobia, because part of the Jewish community, part of the Orthodox dogma is the upholding the intolerance of homosexuality in the Torah, as written in Leviticus, that thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination, and they uphold the right of their member organisations to have that belief.
Yeah,
and
right.
whilst they, those organisations, the Orthodox community that uphold that belief, are 100% intolerant of homosexuality per se, I think it's disingenuous of them to say we call for no homophobia, but don't call them out on that.
Yeah.
And of course, these organisations are actually major components of their membership, and so it's obviously they're in a bind. But I don't think that they can be genuine in calling for no to homophobia without calling these organisations out.
Yeah, I think it's a really sort of live example of how homophobia can really divide communities out there when you have some people who are trying to be supportive of all members of their communities, and then others who are still hanging on to very traditional views.
Unacceptable views. When you see the high rates of youth suicide, particularly these communities where the research has shown from the La Trobe University research that religious communities are particularly vulnerable to, that are intolerant of homosexuality, etc., are particularly vulnerable to youth suicide, mental health issues, and self-harm from same-sex attracted people. So they need to realise that, and realise that it's not acceptable to uphold these, quote, traditional values.
Well, Michael Barnett, you've been doing some extraordinary work in your own community trying to challenge homophobia. I'm just wondering, so to take it all back a little bit, what does homophobia actually mean to you?
It means a number of things, but primarily it's not considering all people to be the same by saying some people are different, some people are less, some people are unacceptable, and we're all people. We all eat and breathe and love the same and live the same, and whether we're in a same-sex relationship or an opposite-sex relationship, we still have our partners and people important to us. We have our families and kids, and none of that makes it different if we're same-sex attracted.
Sure. And as a very, I guess, out Jewish man and family, even, how's the Jewish community been responding to a lot of your work?
I see that increasing number of young people are increasingly supportive. I see parents who are out there and supportive of their kids. I see people, educators coming on board. There are a lot of people within the Jewish community who are open to talk about these issues. Some people are very uncomfortable. They need role models. They need people in the space to actually stand up and take a positive stance on this. And there are more and more people doing that. And I think that's wonderful.
Michael, did you ever have a role model, anyone that inspired you to be an advocate for the gay community, the Jewish community?
Look, my personal role model as growing up in the closet was Martina Navratilova. She was my absolute all-time hero. I loved everything that she ever did and said, and the fact that she was a great tennis player was even better, but she was just everything to me.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, and she was my role model.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really lovely.
Excellent. This is Joy 94.9, live atop the City Village, supporting the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, and the Community Broadcast Fund.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, broadcasting live from the 10th floor of our community village in Bourke Street, Idaho. Sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Find us at vicaids.asn.au.
This is Joy 94.9, live atop the City Village, supporting the International Day to End Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, proudly sponsored by the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and the Community Broadcast Fund. Anastasia, who have we got up next?
I've got a very handsome man, actually, sitting beside me. Liam Leonard is an academic policy analyst and community advocate with nearly 20 years' experience in the area of GLBTI health and wellbeing. He has developed and taught courses on sexuality and gender at RMIT and Monash Universities, and has developed Commonwealth HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C and related diseases health education policy programs. He's the director of the Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria organisation. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Liam, you've been very active for a very long time.
That's a good thing when you put it that way, yes.
Nearly 20 years. Over that 20 years, have you seen homophobia change in the community?
That's an interesting question. I'd say over the 20 years there's been, particularly the last 5 years, if I had to be honest, I think there's been a real sea change. And a lot of that work probably was done in the first 10 or 15 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.